With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot to do, of course, World Series Game 5. We are monitoring as we move along now here. They're in the bottom of the fourth. Cole has looked outstanding so far. Bottom third, actually, Joe. I'm sorry. I apologize there. Bottom three. They go to in the Bronx. And Cole has been excellent. Three shutout innings on 36 pitches. Exactly what the Yanks need right now. We have a lot of football to do as well, including a ton of college. I haven't touched anything with the college yet with Joe. And we have some big games this week to discuss. We'll do the SGP for the Jets and the Texans as well in this hour, too. And Stanton gets into one, and that is a goner. Stanton into the right field seats. 5-0 Yankees, as they have now hit three homers tonight. Stanton takes it way out of the yard. They're also not a cheapie. That is not a Yankee Stadium homer, as Brazier is on the mound now for the Dodgers. Mike Carver with you and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Carver. What's up? Yes, can't wait to get into the college week 10. Very excited. College football, week 9 of the NFL, big night, tomorrow night, you know. Hopefully, I got to work that game. I'm going to tell you this right now. This game better not be like watching paint dry, you know.
Oh, it
better
will
not be like 10-6 in the third quarter.
It
like,
will be.
You know, this, don't say that. Don't say
be.
That.
Game will be awful. Be an awful football
think
game.
So?
Awful game.
Let's be honest. Who's really coaching the Jets? Is it this guy Ulbrich? It's not.
I mean, he's the interim coach, but like I think
like
what's also happened here, Joe, is their defense has gotten significantly worse.
Exposed.
Since Ulbrich got the interim tag. And obviously he's had to focus on a lot more things than he's used to focusing on. Salah's not there anymore, who also had his hands in the defense. Ulbrich doesn't have his full undivided attention into being the defensive coordinator. And suddenly, that side of the football has now slipped. Now, I thought they were overrated anyway, but since Salah's been fired, they've been even worse the last few weeks, which is why they've lost to teams like the Patriots.
Absolutely. So, you know, I mean, 12 plays, 76 yards to old man Jacoby Brissett. I mean,
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. You know, stop walking around. Can't have it. You know?
Can't have it. Cannot have it whatsoever.
They try to lay it on the line against your Buffalo Bills, and they got manhandled in the trenches. Sweet baby Ray Davis exposed
them. Sweet baby Ray.
Sweet baby Ray.
Ty Johnson. Sweet baby Ray. All
over the Jets that
night. He lathered
up that defensive line with his big thighs. Big guy, sweet baby Ray.
He looked good that game. Ray's looked very well for the Bills, that's for sure. I want to do some college with you, Joe. We obviously have one enormous game on the card this week, which is this Ohio State Penn State game. Always fun when these two get together. And Penn State are now up to, I believe it's 3, Joe, in the country. They are now at heading into this week. As of right now, -3.5 for Ohio State in Happy Valley. This is a noon East kick, 45.5 total. Some of these numbers, Joe, are staggering. And now I love doing this because you know I can't stand Franklin. So I love giving you all this stuff. Well, first of all, Ohio State has won 9 of the last 10 against Penn State. All 10 of those with Franklin being the coach. I think that was his first game was 10 years ago when he was there.
The only one they won was in 2016 when they had the block.
Correct. Franklin
but he's
hasn't
covered
beaten
against
the top...
them.
Yes. Franklin hasn't beat a top five team since that game. October 22nd, 2016 against Ohio State. He has not beaten a top five team since. He's lost 10 straight, by the way, to top five teams. He's 1-6 versus top 10 teams at home. He's 6-9 versus ranked teams at home. I already told you he's lost 9 of 10 to Ohio State. I hope this gets worse for him, Joe, on Saturday, in Beaver
now,
Stadium.
Can I just say something? Two things. One, love the fact that it's a 12 o'clock game. I would hate that this would be a set. You know how I love the big games and like, the 3:30 or the 12 o'clock window like we used to do, you know, like the Keith Jackson windows. Oh, Nelly.
Yeah.
Secondly.
Whoa, Nelly. The Beavers and the Ducks splashing around.
You know, it's a shame that Nebraska didn't have a little more, you know, they had Ohio State on dead to rights. They had them dead to rights last week. Not only were they within the 25.5 the whole game, but they had them. They could have won that game. So that bothers me. I'm not sold on this kid, Will Howard. And trust me, I don't like Aller either. Look, Will Howard's good. Let's not put Will Howard.
Aller's banged up, right? Aller's banged up.
Aller's banged up. But let's not put Will Howard like Shedeur Sanders.
Well, he's got the big. Remember, Joe, I know you saw this clip this week. He's got the big chip on his shoulder. Grew up a Penn State fan, wanted to play at Penn State, and they didn't. His words, they didn't want me. And it seems like he's going in there with some major chip on his shoulder this Saturday to stick it to James Franklin and the Beavers. That's what it sounds like to me.
That's fine. But he still played his ball at Kansas State. And this is, again, you know, come on. And there's one big game against Oregon, right? He played well, but he didn't play well enough to win. I'll just say that. All right.
And butchered the clock in the last minute. Butchered the clock.
Well, that's
butchered the clock in the last minute.
Butchered the clock. The kid butchered the clock. So
he did.
This game is tough because of my heart, you know where my heart is. My heart is with Penn State here.
Why?
Because I listen, Ohio State is every year.
How can you root for this clown Franklin?
Up.
How could you root
Ryan
for this guy
Day.
Franklin?
You know why put it this way. Ryan Day is gutless. You know it as well as I do, okay? The guy, he's got a spotty record, too, against elite competition. Rivalry games and all
this
stuff.
You're not wrong about that, Joe. He hasn't beaten a top five team since September of 22, he's lost 4 straight against top 5 teams. So somebody's going to break the streak this week.
What a slate, Carver. Carver, I'm telling you this right now. I'm going after Indiana and Cignetti's chin.
Yeah, I mean, when are you going to figure it out? Like, they just keep – you just keep going back. You're like – you're starting to become like Lucy pulling the football on Charlie Brown. Like, you just keep going back. You keep running at that football thinking that this is the time you're going to kick it. And Cignetti just keeps pulling that football out from underneath you and laughing at you.
I didn't say it was a
best
bet.
Why are you going after them?
Because I want to.
This is a great story.
It's a principle. It's a principle play.
It's a great story
principle.
In college football. It's not a principle
story.
Play.
Principle
this is going to be, just like every other week, smash job in East Lansing on Saturday.
Remember?
In fact,
remember?
It'll be on the card, Joe. It'll be on the card.
Put it on
Indiana's
the card.
Been good
and I'll
to me this year.
I'll tell you this.
Real good.
Remember Terry Silver from Karate Kid, right? Quicksilver tips. These are the Lisi tips, okay? Principle play. Principle play. I'm telling
you
that right
well
now.
Not going to go well for you, Joe. Not going to go well for
I love
this
the
guy
board. I like,
has been smashing
I
you all
love
year,
the
Cignetti.
Board.
Hey, Cignetti
I'm
has been taking
four.
You to the woodshed all year.
Last week.
All year.
10-4, 10-4, 10-4.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Barbara and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
What a catch
with you. 5-0
Judge.
Great catch by Aaron Judge out in center field as Freddie Freeman hit a screamer out there to the wall in left center, Joe. And Judge jumped up, hit the wall, came down, flipped the ball to Verdugo, who got the ball in before Betts could advance to second. So really nice play by Judge. They do have a man on here, one out. Top four with Teoscar Hernandez up, who me and Matias both need for a big fly to cash some pretty big tickets for the both of us. So we'll see what happens there with him. And he's not going to get it this time as he's going to hit into a ground out there for the second out of the inning. So two down now with Betts over at second. One other thing, Joe, from night. There's actually a lot of NBA going on. I haven't talked about this at all, but there is a ton of NBA. Now, Bronny hadn't played, Joe, since that opening night dog and pony show where they brought him out to play with his dad for 2 minutes at the end of the first half. He's been sitting on the bench since. The Lakers are getting smashed in Cleveland tonight by the Cavs. So I just wanted to sound the alarm for you that Bronny was getting some burn down 20 with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Little burn for Bronny tonight out there.
That's good that Bronny gets a little burn. That's awesome. That's great.
Isn't give him a little burn. Let him run around a little bit out there. Knicks and Heat, close game. Knicks up 2, 79-77. That game's late in the third. What else you got, Joe? Anything else that you like? You liked any NBA tonight, Joe? I know you do those early line hits on Wednesday. I don't know if you put any NBA plays out there. Sometime you do that.
No, I didn't do it. No, I haven't been. I've been buckled up with college and NFL action. I don't have time
football
to get
only.
Into
football only for Joe this week, except when he's putting out big bounce props for everybody. When the bounce
it was
props
for opening,
are out,
it was for opening night, and you know
I've
what, Carver, I put my money on
I've
and I lost.
You
I got people tweeting,
some other stuff.
"Oh, what are you doing, Tommy boy, Tommy from the block?" He's tweeting me out. "Where's this Naz Reid? What happened to Naz Reid in week night two? 12 bounds. Did I bet him? No. I'm always early with the NBA. What can I say?
NBA is not fun to bet because you got so many nights where these games become blowouts.
The football game
the props,
screwed me too on Monday. If it makes anybody feel good, so I had the cap was right. I broke it down on Pro Football Today. Keys to the game, Tyrone Tracy and Singletary, the rushing attack for the New York Giants. I take Singletary. Tracy runs wild. What happens? It's part of the game. Can't always be right. What can I say?
You're right, Joe. You can't always be right. That's how it goes sometimes. That's for sure. You were mentioning some of these other games this week. In college, and I'm stunned that you're going after Cignetti again, as we said, going to break.
I'm going after
very,
him because I want
very
to go
surprising.
After him.
It's
that's
personal.
Why.
You never should make this stuff personal, Joe. And that's what you're
personal.
Doing.
It's personal. I know. You should never
it's
trade.
Personal.
You trade emotionalists, right? You know.
You never trade emotional.
Emotional. I'm emotional. I wear it on my sleeve sometime. Yeah, he's got two big wins over Nebraska. And Will Rogers, gutless Will Rogers, for throwing two picks. Let's see how he is in Sparty in East Lansing. Let's
he
see.
He destroyed Nebraska in that game, Joe. Destroyed.
Yeah, narcolepsy, you're full
Nebraska.
Asleep there.
Joe,
right?
I don't know why I have to explain this to you. You can't just let it go by. I don't sleep, Joe. I mean, the kids
I
jumping on my head at 6:15 in the morning.
Meanwhile,
doing things. It's just, you
hang
know.
On. Not to go off the beaten path, Carver. You know, I'm doing Pro Football Today on Sunday. I'm in the middle of a breakdown about my favorite prop bets, which, by the way, went 3-0 on the show. My best bet was the Patriots. And I hear breaking news. Carver and Lisi are making moves on the waiver wire for fantasy. You're wheeling and dealing behind the scenes. You're not even letting me know.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean, wheeling and dealing? I haven't made any deals with anybody.
Carver and Lisi pick up from the waiver wire somebody on, you're making moves.
We had a guy out, so we picked up the best guy that was available. What's the...
Look at this. You're making moves. Breaking news.
You got a lot of people that you hang out with on Sunday that are a lot more in tune with that league than we are. It is not priority one, what's going on in that league. That's not priority one. It's just not.
Are we in playoff contention?
I think we're around 500. So I guess playoff contention is best as it can be.
Want me to take the wheel for the second half of the season?
4-4. We're somewhere in that.
We're a blue-collar group. You want me to take
really
the wheel for the second?
After you draft, or there's really not much you do. You set the... If your guys are healthy, you got to play them. Our guys are healthy, they play. I mean, that's it. If they play well, you win. If they don't, you lose. That's fantasy. That's how it goes.
You're not making any moves.
What moves do you want to make? What moves do you...
You're not juggling up...
Let me just tell you something, Joe. This is a 10-team league. Everybody's roster is great in a 10-team league. Okay? That's the first thing. What are you getting rid of? What are you doing? Who do you want to sit? I'll tell you who you should sit. This hump Wandell Robinson, that ship sailed. I mean, that was nice earlier in the year. And you keep throwing him out there every single week. He stinks. Daniel Jones stinks. So there's really no point in having him involved anymore. So you might as well get him out. He's there because of you. So that's a you move, Wandell Robinson. Don't need him around.
He's there. He was a locker room guy. From his days in Nebraska and Kentucky.
Locker room
I brought him in for continuity in the locker room. I thought he'd be good. He was a locker room guy for me.
Locker room splintering right now, Joe. Not much there. There's just not much going on.
Gonna fire the GM.
Yeah, probably. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Down 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe. Judge is up here first and second with one out in the top of the fourth. And I think he – did he get another one? No, just short. Hit it to the track, mm-hmm. Joe. He almost had his second one of the night. So we're getting a little bit more – starting to dial in a little bit more on some of these balls, of course, even after that homer in the first.
It's getting more
of
a
lift.
Went
a long way. Yeah, need a little bit more lift. He knew he didn't get enough.
Bat torque.
Yeah, bat torque. Needs the bat torque, Joe. That's what he needs. How about a jazz single here, and then he moves the guy to third, and he gets steals second. How about that? We need some steals from Jazz. Let's get Jazz
very
on
aggressive.
For some steals.
Aggressive base running.
That's what we want. Miami, still undefeated, has Manny Diaz, their old friend, coming in with Duke this week, who's having a very good year, 6-2, the Blue Devils.
Should have won that game.
Yeah, the SMU game last week, which was very unfortunate. SMU Pitt, Joe, on
That's
Saturday night.
That's a crazy line, too. 7.5.
Isn't the kid hurt? The quarterback's they don't know yet. Up and down if he's going to play. That obviously changes things big time if he's not in there. But 20.5 right now. For Duke at Hard Rock for a noon East kick on Saturday. Now, we've seen Miami, you know, some of these big spreads have been a problem. Obviously, last week they covered it with Florida State, who stinks. But Duke's been kind of spunky in these games, Joe. Been kind of spunky.
Malik Murphy's playing well. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Just remember who said that. I said it. With Malik Murphy and Manny Diaz.
I don't like giving the credit.
And you know it. I said it.
You're smug. You're too smug sometimes, but I'll give you the credit. Here's the matchup. Damian Martinez in the rushing attack for Miami. Martinez rushed for $149, and SMU rushed for $211 on Duke, right? So you would think Miami runs the football on them. The other thing is Duke's secondary has only given up 166 passing yards per game. They've held opposing quarterbacks to 53% completion percentage. They have 10 interceptions or 11 interceptions on the year. They're not easy to move the football with over the top. So I want to see how they attack Cam Ward, right? So, again, it all comes down to, I believe, Duke's got to dictate the tempo, lower scoring game, ugly, score first, make it 17-13 type of game. That's easier said than done. But keep in mind, Kyron Drones did the same thing, right? Mobile quarterback, they got him into a shootout. They couldn't stop him. I think, you know, Miami might win this game 28-17.
I'm with you. I lean to the points with Duke, Joe. I just think that they've been in all these ball games. I mean, really, I guess even the Georgia Tech game, it was back and forth for a little bit there, and then they kind of let go of the rope at the end. But Miami's kept some of these teams in these games this year. They just have, and I could see it being that way once again. Assuming Holstein plays.
Mm-hmm. I like
Pitt. You like Pitt with the points on Saturday night in Dallas. Yeah?
Both defensive fronts are giving up like 2.7 yards per rush, so very tough.
About outright.
And second.
About outright.
Yeah, I mean, why can't they win outright? I mean, Pitt's defense, opportunistic. Five interceptions against McCord, three went to the house. Yeah, I don't think Kevin Jennings is good. He's not great. He threw three picks last week against Duke. No?
Yeah, if he plays, I'll go with Pitt. If he doesn't, I don't know if I can get involved. Probably a no play.
No?
He doesn't play. I need him in there. He's been their guy. He's been the guy that's led him to this undefeated start. I need him to be in there. The Yankees did not score there in that inning, so they left a bunch of guys on base again, but they did get the Giancarlo home run there with that. That was last inning. So we'll come back 5-0 Yanks as they continue to roll. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. We are back with you on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159 here with you on the grid. All right, Joe. So I believe the Dodgers just got their first hit of the night as Enrique Hernandez is on first, leading off. So top five, man on first, nobody out. Cole dealing to Edmund here with a nice fat 5-0 lead. He's only thrown 53 pitches, so this should be some distance for Gerrit Cole if he continues to get some of these quick innings that he has been piling up. All right, I want to do the SGP in the next segment, Joe, for the Texans and the Jets. But I want to give you a couple more of these college games for this week because we're getting close, Joe. I believe next week is when we get the first set of college football playoff rankings from the Crack Crab and Lobster Committee as they will get together in the hotel and decide the first of a few weeks out which 12 teams would possibly be making the playoff. So everybody's very excited for that. Which is going to be after this week's set of games. What else do I want to throw? Obviously, Friday night, we're going to run through as many games as we can. How about Florida and Georgia? Joe, you know, Florida's been... What the hell was that? Did Judge just boot that out in center?
What was that?
Joe, watch this. You're a little behind me. What did he do?
Did
he drop it?
I don't know. I'm still... The pitch hasn't happened, Carver. This is... What do you want? What do you want from me?
He dropped it. They called it an error.
Let me see.
Oh, he just flat out dropped it, Joe. He just flat out dropped it.
Oh, Carver. Oh, whiskey sour.
Now that's unacceptable.
You have that great catch that he
the comeback the, is by, on. By, comeback by is the way, on. There it is. There it is.
You hear somebody in the chat? I don't know.
He told me he was turning the game off and he was done with it. Let me know if Teoscar Hernandez homers is what he said. But now he's dipped his toe back into
the game.
He's
chirping. He's chirping. So we'll Judge caught that ball on the heel of the glove, the heel, the one out.
Heel.
He caught it right on the heel.
It bounced out.
No, not that one. I'm talking the one that he was up against the wall.
Oh, yes, I did see that.
Right in the heel of the glove. That one, he took his eyes off of it. Can't have that, superstar.
Can't have that at all, Joe.
Hey, what's up,
superstar? Now, two on, nobody out for Will Smith here. And Cole's going to have to bear down for the first time tonight. Florida and Georgia, the world's largest cocktail party, even though you're not allowed to call it that anymore. I don't really care about that, Joe. We call it that. I don't care. What's the dopey name that they call it now? The world's largest party? They call it the world's largest party, and they took the cocktail out of it? Get lost.
Dumb.
Either way, in Jacksonville, as usual. Now, they're not going to be in Jacksonville, Joe, the next 2 years. I'm sure you saw that.
They're going to be in Atlanta.
Atlanta and what? Was Orlando the other one? Atlanta and Orlando?
Oh, I thought they were both Atlanta. I saw the report. 25 and 26, no? Or is it 26?
Let me see here, Joe. I actually saw that.
Play it indoors. How are you going to play it indoors? That's so.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
They're better off playing a home and home. Why did I have to play
it? Oh, I'm sorry. Tampa, Joe. So 2026 in Atlanta, 2027 in Tampa at Raymond James. So
next year is good.
And then it will return to Jacksonville after the renovations in 2028. See, the Jags aren't even going to be playing there, Joe, the next couple of years. So I think the Jags are going to be kind of moving some things around there with the Jaguars. They should just go to London anyway with everything that they've got going on. But either way, 16.5 for Georgia. They have, I guess you could say, Joe, dominated this series. Yeah. Is that what we want to call it? Dominated against Florida?
They've won three straight. They've won by 24 points per game. What happened?
Error.
Let me watch it.
Here.
Another error?
I would call this an error. They'll probably call it a hit. But it was a grounder to Volpe. He tries to go to third, and it was a bad throw, and Jazz missed it. So bases loaded, nobody out. If anything, that's an error on Volpe. That's an awful throw. Jazz should pick that anyway. Jazz should get his glove on that and catch it. But it was a bad throw by Volpe. Bases loaded, nobody out. And where are they at here now, Joe? I guess Lux, right? What do they got? So
yeah.
Ohtani looming, bad shoulder and all, on deck with the bases loaded. Nobody out.
Yeah, not good. Not
they
good.
Did call it an error, Joe. Error on Volpe. So two huge errors by the Yankees in this inning. They are cruising at 5-0. Two huge errors. Cole's got to be sitting there, Joe, going, I should at least have a couple of outs here. And instead, he's got no out, and the base is stacked for Gavin Lux with Ohtani on deck. So a big batter here in this game.
It's not good. Not good.
Not good at all.
I will say that base hit, they could be under pressure here. I will say that. For the football game, Florida. I like Florida for the football game.
Is that right? I like how you snuck that in. You kind of were talking about the Yankee game, and then you're like, I like Florida, by the way.
I'm not sold on Carson Beck. He's been a little turnover prone. He's coming off a performance. Well, that's a concern covering 17. Well, okay, but I think Florida's playing with some house money here. Napier needs to save his job.
Florida in a rivalry game's got a little bit of juice, huh?
I do.
They got a little juice in a rivalry game.
Yeah, I do.
They showed you a little something against Tennessee a few weeks ago. They gave you showed you a little something at Neyland.
Oh, what about Kentucky? They put up 48 on them.
I liked Kentucky last week. That was very, very surprising to me. Or whenever that was, last week, the week before.
That was
very surprising. 2 weeks ago. I was on Kentucky in that game.
They get to 5-3, Carver. They get to like 7 wins. Is Napier safe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he absolutely is. Cole strikes out Lux for the first out. So now
all right,
base
one
is
down.
Loaded, one out.
Forget the curve, Ricky. Bring him the heater, Bobby.
And it will be Ohtani, who I guess a week ago you'd be very scared, but he looks compromised. Oh, he looks a little compromised.
Come on, you want to be – let's see if you're flashing that machismo now, Ohtani. Go right after him.
He hits and he pitches. He hits and he pitches.
And he runs down with his arm on his sleeve. Right? What does he do?
He's having some problems. And he took a huge cut. I mean, he was trying to hit that to the four train just now. I mean, he just absolutely he missed it. But, man, did he take a cut.
Did he?
Whiff? Oh, yeah. He with the whiff going through. How about Oregon
Lang? No batter.
The big house.
Swing. What?
Oregon, who's going to go undefeated in the regular season, they really don't have any big tests left. Are in Ann Arbor against the Wolverines. 15.5. Mm. No big tests left, Joe. They're going to be 12-0.
I like Michigan plus the points.
Mm. Really? Plus the points. Outright? Outright?
No. I think it's a four-quarter game. 24-20. Oregon might win.
Four-quarter game, huh? I think Michigan's going to hang around with this crew.
I do.
I think Oregon's hitting their stride right now. I think they're hitting their stride a little bit here.
Make it a best bet.
I got a couple days to figure that out, but it could. It's possible. Could be on the card.
Yeah, he went up.
I think
he went high
be
and tight on him. Ohtani
smash
tried, can't
city
swing.
Cole strikes out Ohtani for the second out. So after loading the bases with a couple of errors, not his fault, Cole now fights back to strike out Lux and Ohtani. Bases loaded, two outs, and now Mookie Betts is going to be the last out he's got to get.
He's the one you got to worry about. Betts, you know that.
Betts, absolutely. Absolutely. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Joe, this inning has just been just one sloppy play after another for the Yankees in the field. And now it's going to be even worse for them here.
Why?
Wow. So two more come in. 5-3 now.
It's
going to be. So, Joe, just while we were away, Cole struck out Lux and Ohtani. We talked about that before we went to break. With Betts up, Betts hit a little weak ground ball to first base. Now, Rizzo was playing kind of deep. For some reason, Joe, and I can't figure out why, Cole ran halfway to first base and stopped. Rizzo fielded the ball, looked up expecting to pitch it to Cole, and Cole was not there, which means Rizzo then was kind of caught a little flat-footed, and there was no way he was going to beat Betts to the bag at that point. So run scores made it 5-1, still two outs, bases loaded, and then Freddie Freeman just hit a single to center field to bring in two more. So 5-3 now, and this
Freddie
inning, Joe,
Freeman's unbelievable.
Yeah, but what the story here, Joe, is how pathetic the mistakes by the Yankees were in this inning. Judge flat-out drops a ball in center. The Volpe throws, and I even say slash, Jazz not picking it at third. Cole not running to first to end the inning. So now you're in a spot where you're now a swing away from being down in this game. If this Teoscar Hernandez gets a hold of one here, Yanks are going to be down 6-5.
And oh, boy.
There's just no reason why they should be in this spot right now.
27 pitches, Cole. 27 pitches. I feel bad for this kid. 27
he had 50
pitches
coming into this inning. He was cruising in this inning. And then it's just been a disaster with sloppy play. And now Cole's going to throw a 30-pitch fifth inning, and he ain't even out of it yet. He's not even out of this mess that he's in, and he shouldn't be in it. should be in it. And one of them was his own fault for not running at first, but still. Awful job all around. Boy. We'll see if he can get out of this with Teoscar
Hernandez up here. It's going to go the distance now, 5-3. This is where Boone gets paid the bucks.
It's over Judge's head. One run in, two runs in. This game's tied.
Oh, boy.
You made me think he homered, Mike. Oh, my heart.
He hit it to the deepest part of the park and off the wall. So, absolutely.
This is what happens. Mental lapses.
Mental lapses and sloppy play in the field. And the Yankees have allowed five runs, and none of it should have happened. Like, really, just none of it should have happened here for them. And now they're in a 5-5 game, a game that they absolutely controlled. What a gutless effort all the way around by the Bombers here. And now they've basically wasted what was going to be Cole was breezing. He hadn't given up a hit going into this inning. Huge two-run double for Teoscar Hernandez there. All right, Joe, let's try to quickly do this. What do you like in this Texan Jet game? What can we do here? Let's throw one together.
All right. I like Tank Dell for 80+.
Tank Dell for 80+. All right. Plus 220, huh? Plus 220 for Tank Dell, 80+. That's fine by me, Joe. I mean, what do we even do here with the Jets, Joe? Like, what do you even do with the Jets?
Wanna go running
backs?
How about
this?
I don't know.
I'm gonna put this in for one reason and one reason only. I've thought that this was gonna happen the last 2 weeks. I can't believe it hasn't happened yet because he forces it to Adams all the time. I'm stunned Adam hasn't scored yet in these two games with Rodgers, with how much Rodgers loves to force feed him. How about Adams for a touchdown?
All right.
At plus 155. You got any problems with that?
No.
No? All right. Adams to score.
You're right. This is tough. We're trying to mix and match here.
It's not easy.
Well, if... You want to do just CJ 275.
CJ 275. So you think he's going to throw it on him?
Let's do 250.
All right. I mean, yeah, I guess they don't throw the ball much.
I know, but they're on the road. This game could get off the rails.
I think this game could get off the rails.
And what do you think? They're just going to run Mixon?
I don't know.
I'm going to take a shot. They throw it with Stroud. Come on.
All right, so I put it in, 250.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Can we go back? Can this guy, Braylon Allen, ever get us anything?
What do you want to do with him?
I mean, I don't, 25?
All right. He had 32 last week.
I can't trust him for 50. I know. I can't trust him for 50. I played him for 50 last week. I can't trust him for that.
He had 32 last week. I mean, all right. I mean, there you are. There we are.
25.
Do I have it? Do I have a no sweat here? I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I never do anymore. Dell for 80, Adams touchdown, Stroud 250, Braylon Allen 25. That's there what I go. Got, Joe. Muncy walks. This inning just won't end. The Dodgers have batted around now as it gets back to PK Hernandez. Unbelievable. What a melt. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Joe, and we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you. So the Yankees finally get out of that disaster. So five runs by the Dodgers in the top of the fifth inning. We have a brand new ball game, 5-5, going to the bottom of the fifth. They gave the Dodgers, Joe, six outs in that inning. Not bad. They gave him six outs instead of three. That's how you lose games.
There you go.
Giving a team six outs when you're only supposed to get three.
They're tied, so everything's right in front of them. They're not playing from a deficit. They got to get back up on the horse. And let's see what Moxie.
That's pretty deflating, Joe, to have a five-run lead and you give a team six outs.
It's a World Series guy.
Okay,
you think your boy Jeets, Paul O'Neill, Brocious, you think Big Joe Torre would tell his team, Big Joe, hey, guys, you know, it's very deflating.
Pack it in.
This Aaron Judge, though, the sunflower seeds, he was almost choking on them every hit that they got, he was choking on the sunflower seeds. He's unbelievable.
And I put the game over too, Joe.
And guys, everybody in the chat room, we do the parlay to put up big numbers. We understand that CJ Stroud doesn't have Nico Collins and, you know, Stephon Diggs, but we're not going to put in a parlay to win 300. We're going to do something where Carver can make some money, and on $100, you can at least win.
You guys got to understand, too.
$27.50.
This all started with the FanDuel risk-free Thursday night SGP. Now, Joe gets a triple-digit max. So, Joe could do some small time. I only get 10. I only get 10 bucks. So I need something.
For the sake of the show, we go
I need
big.
A little teeth.
We understand that it's unrealistic, and that's why we only hit two last year. But when we hit them, they're huge payouts. Like last week's payout on $100 would have paid $7,700. So gamble at your own risk. You don't have to take it. And then that's it. Tell us who you like. I like Breece Hall for 25 plus. Take Breece Hall, 25. Joe Mixon for 40 yards.
It's every time, 56, 57 minutes in, Joe. You always, or an hour and 56 minutes in. You always go dark on me there with that one. So there you go.
That's it.
Friday night, Joe, we will do all the college preview and picks in hour one, all the NFL preview and picks
in hour
two.
Just to reiterate, 10-4 with the college picks the last 2 weeks. We were seven games under 500. We're one game under 500. I'm giving out not one, not two, but three premium sledgehammer locks. Sledgehammer locks for week 10 of the college football season. Premium clients used to get this only once prior to week number 10. You're getting it right on the head. Week number 10. Promo code is going to be, guess what? Pinch between your cheek and gum. Put a little pinch between your cheek and gum for week number 9 and 10, boys.
And then the question will be,
you dressing up?
I am not. No. The kids
are,
obviously.
What's with this kid, the Rizzler, that the Mets got? The Rizzler.
Who?
I don't know. The kid that they were singing the.
I have
the kid
no
with the
idea
Mets.
What you're
Remember
talking
the.
About.
You know, come on. I still
I no
don't even know who the
about.
Costco guys are. I don't even know who they are. Supposedly everybody
who
knows
Costco
who the Costco
guys.
I have no idea.
Costco
I don't know.
Guys.
Couldn't tell you. If I knew, I'd tell you.
No idea, Joe. I was going to say, the other question is, will we have a baseball game on Friday night when we get back together?
I'm gonna beg to say yes. I even think if we win tonight, and I'm not a Yankee fan, you'll have Saturday night.
We, us, them.
Them. No, you know why?
Them.
Because I want to have the college football going on Saturday night with the Major League Baseball. That'll be good. Because everywhere I go out on Saturday night for dinner, we'll have all the, you know, oh, Volpe, oh, George Aaron.
All right, Joe. Joe will be with the Syndicate crew Thursday night for the Texans and the Jets. We'll see him back here on Friday. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Gas and tickets. See you on Friday on the Grid.